I'm Manny Pacheco, and welcome to Forgotten Hollywood. I've written a paperback that tells America's story through the great character actors of Hollywood's golden age. Joining me on today's program is the radio columnist from the Orange County Register and my good friend, Gary Lycan, with his weekly On the Backlot report. This week, we're going to explore the racial and cultural diversity of music during Hollywood studio era. African Americans, Hispanics, Asians, and the religious influences of Judaism have as much to do with presenting America's story in cinema as the traditional influences of immigrants from Great Britain, Ireland, Italy, France, and other Europeans. On screen, traditional minorities were stereotyped and minimized for star potential. In many ways, contributions made by composers of song allowed for creative expression and, on balance, a more equitable playing field. Let's chat first about the black experience. In my book, Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History, I honor the early contributions of Paul Robeson. Blessed with a rich bass voice, this Renaissance man was an actor, athlete, political activist, and singer who began his remarkable career in the 1920s on radio. He appeared in Othello, in a Shakespeare production that today still holds longevity records on Broadway. He's best known for his performance in Showboat, first in 1928 on the London stage, and later in film in 1936. Here's Paul Robeson with his signature version of Old Man River on Forgotten Hollywood.
There's an old man called the Mississippi. That's the old man that I'd like to be. What does he care if the world's got troubles? What does he care if the land ain't free? Old Man River, that Old Man River, he must know something, but don't say nothing. He just keeps rolling, he keeps on rolling along. He don't plant taters, he don't plant cotton. Them that plants them is soon forgotten. But Old Man River, he just keeps rolling. Sweat and strain, body all eaten and racked with pain. Tote that barge, lift that veil. You get a little drunk and your land's in jail. I get weary and sick of crying. I'm tired of living and scared of dying, but Old Man River, he just keeps rolling along.
20th Century Fox produced motion pictures featuring their hottest commodity of the 1930s. Shirley Temple. This remarkable tot was the face of the Depression for children across this country. In a number of movies, she developed a poignant relationship with one of her co-stars, Bill Robinson. Nicknamed Bojangles, this character actor was an accomplished tap dancer. Temple and Robinson developed an on-screen relationship only eclipsed in popularity by Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers during the decade. When they danced together for a few moments of celluloid, Jim Crow virtually disappeared across this country. Of course, the end of the decade offered the most compelling of miracles when Hattie McDaniel was awarded an Oscar for Best Supporting Actress in the revered classic Gone with the Wind. Hollywood history had been accomplished with this pioneering honor for a person of color. Now, Tara's theme from Max Steiner's unforgettable score on Forgotten Hollywood. When we come back to Forgotten Hollywood, the swing era produces movie music from the Duke, the Count, the King, and Lena Horne. Hi, I'm author Manny Pacheco. Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History is the brand new book telling America's story through the eyes of actors from Hollywood's golden age, including Frank Morgan, Marjorie Main, and Andy Devine. Son of Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History features iconic cinema, including The Maltese Falcon, High Noon, and The Hollywood Canteen. The original Forgotten Hollywood, Forgotten History has been the recipient of the gold medal at the 2010 World Book Awards and has been added at the prestigious libraries of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences and the American Film Institute. You can purchase both paperbacks on Amazon and at selected Barnes & Noble bookstores. And you can download the first book to your virtual library as an ebook for your Kindle, Nook, or on your favorite e-reader through Sony or Apple. The Forgotten Hollywood book series makes a perfect gift for a family member or friend. Visit ForgottenHollywood.com or on Amazon and pick up or download a copy of these books today. Welcome back to Forgotten Hollywood. I'm Manny Pacheco. Often film producers would insert life into the plot with a musical interlude. In some cases, you might find Duke Ellington sitting side by side with James Stewart, as he did in Anatomy of a Murder, or Count Basie showcased briefly, as he was most notably in Blazing Saddles. A whole biography was dedicated to Lady Day, when Diana Ross was cast as Billie Holiday in Lady Sings the Blues. Let's venture back to the swing era with the Duke and the Count on Forgotten Hollywood.
Thank you.
April in Paris on Forgotten Hollywood. Two performers frequently used by studio moguls were Lena Horne and Nat King Cole. Vincent Minnelli utilized the songstress effectively in his all-black comedy Cabin in the Sky. In fact, between 1938 and 1994, Horne appeared in 22 motion pictures. From the 1948 MGM biography of Rodgers and Hart called Words and Music, let's kick back and enjoy the splendor of Lena Horne and The Lady is a Tramp on Forgotten Hollywood.
My whole bohemia is the place to be. I get too hungry for dinner at 8. I like the theater, but never come late. I never bother with people I hate. That's why the lady is a tramp. I don't like crap games with barons and earls. Won't go to Harlem in ermine and pearls. Don't dish the dirt with the rest of the girls. That's why the lady is a tramp. I like the free, fresh wind in my hair. Life without care. I'm broke, that's no. Hate California, it's cold and it's dank. That's why the lady is a tramp. I go to Coney, the beach is divine. I go to ball games, the bleachers are fine. I get the columns and read every line. That's why the lady is a tramp. I like a prize fight when it's not a fake. I like the rowing on Central Park Lake. I go to opera and stay wide awake. That's why the lady is a tramp. I like the green grass under my shoes. What can I lose? I'm flat, that, I'm all alone when I lower my lamp. That's why the lady is a tramp.
L. It's for the way you look at me. O is for the only one I see. V is very, very extraordinary. E is even more than anyone that you adore can love. Is all that I can give to you. Love is more than just a game for two. Two in love can make it. Take my heart and please don't break it. Love was made for me and you. And was made for me and you. Love was made for me and you.
This is Forgotten Hollywood, and we're taking a look at diversity in music during Hollywood's golden age. Nat Cole appeared in over 20 motion pictures throughout his career. He also hosted his own television show, a first for a person of color. Yet, his version of L-O-V-E was featured in 7 films after his passing. By the way, he's the first African-American star to publicly endorse a presidential candidate when he supported John Kennedy in 1960. In 1959, Otto Preminger collaborated with Samuel Goldwyn to produce a film version of Porgy and Bess. Originally a 1925 novel, which was turned into a 1935 opera by George and Ira Gershwin, the story focuses on a black fishing community. The Broadway score boasted memorable music, which was used in the movie adaptation. Andre Previn's film score secured 1 Oscar for the project. Though it was not entirely faithful to the Gershwin version, the film championed the growing concept of civil rights by not casting white actors in blackface. Major roles were given to Dorothy Dandridge, Sammy Davis Jr., Pearl Bailey, and Diane Carroll. Let's listen to Sarah Vaughan and the LA Philharmonic with their acclaimed Porgy and Bess medley on Forgotten Hollywood.
And the living is easy. Fish are jumping and the cotton is on. Someday I know you. coming back to call me. He's gonna handle me and hold me so. It's gonna be like dying, Porgy, deep inside me. But when he calls me, I know I have to go.
Forgotten Hollywood, and I'm Manny Pacheco. Scores were created as early as the 1920s for films featuring Latin themes. The Cisco Kid and the Zorro series of movies used music soundtracks created by accomplished composers as Mortimer Wilson and Alfred Newman. Newman's Captain of Castile actually received an Oscar nomination in 1947. And Dmitri Tiomkin won a Golden Globe for his memorable music created for The Alamo. Latino songwriters started to experience success in the 1960s. Born in Argentina, Lalo Schifrin received 6 Oscar nominations and won an Emmy for his work on The Man from U.N.C.L.E. He's best known for writing the theme from Mission Impossible. And no one captured the Latino experience better than Leonard Bernstein and Stephen Sondheim's collaborative work in West Side Story. Forgotten Hollywood offers this rousing example.
Puerto Rico, my heart's devotion, let it sink back in the ocean. Always the hurricane's blowing, always the population growing, and the money owing, and the sunlight streaming, and the natives steaming. I like the island Manhattan.
I know you do.
Smoke on your pipe and put Latin.
I like to be in America. Okay, by me in America. Everything free in America.
For a small fee in America.
Okay.
Buying on credit is so nice.
One look at us and they charge twice.
I have my own washing machine.
What will you have though to keep clean?
Skyscrapers bloom in America. Cadillac zoom in America. Industry boom in America.
12 in a room in America.
Lots of new housing with more space.
Lots of doors slamming in our face.
I'll get a terrace apartment.
Better get rid of your accent.
Life can be bright in America.
If you can fight in America.
Life is all right in America.
If you're all white in America.
As you stay on your own side.
Free to be anything you choose.
Free to wear devils and shine shoes.
Everywhere crime in America. Organized crime in America. Terrible time in America.
You forget I'm in America.
I go back to San Juan.
I know a boat you can get on. Bye-bye.
Everyone there will give big cheer.
Hey! Everyone there will have moved here. Oh.
Thank you.
You're tuned to Forgotten Hollywood. When the Charlie Chan and Mr. Moto series of movies were created, Samuel Kalin was often utilized to create the film score by 20th Century Fox. His music captured the whimsical nature between the characters and the mysterious whodunit plot from the script. The Good Earth was MGM's look at the Chinese peasants living as farmers in their homeland. The score was traditional, though the script couldn't overcome America's stereotype of a foreign people. Popular Asian-themed scores were a specialty of Rodgers and Hammerstein. Compositions from The King and I and Flower Drum Song provided the varied sounds of what was then called the Orient. Here's a fine sample of their work on Forgotten Hollywood.
Royal princes and princesses.
I'm Manny Pacheco, and today we're exploring the amazing diversity of culture in music during Hollywood's golden age. Anti-Semitism was the focus of Hollywood once Atrocity became known after the fall of Hitler's Germany. Again, Daryl Zanuck and 20th Century Fox led the way with the best film of 1947, Gentleman's Agreement, which starred Gregory Peck, John Garfield, and Celeste Holm. And Alfred Newman can take credit for the appropriate score. Judgment at Nuremberg examined the trials held in order to convict Nazis for their complicity in war crimes. Ernest Gold created the music, as he did a year earlier, for his work on Exodus. Here's that amazing Oscar-winning score on Forgotten Hollywood. Next on Forgotten Hollywood, the radio columnist of the Orange County Register, Gary Lycan, and his On the Backlot segment with current news and notes about Hollywood's past.
Hi, I'm Gary Lycan, and welcome to this week's visit to On the Backlot, where we discover the past is still relevant today, where the movies, the music, and the people who brought it to us still touch our lives. So grab some popcorn and join us down front in the theater as we take our stroll through the studio backlot. This week, some footnotes on diversity. First, Buddy Collette. He is a jazz great who died in 2010, and he would play an important role in smashing Hollywood's musical race barrier. You see, back in the 1940s, L.A.'s criminal underworld controlled the Central Avenue jazz scene. He gave an oral history at the Southern California Library, and I'd like to share here just one early moment in his career. It was the night mobster Mickey Cohen came around. Now, Collette was only 19, and he was a sideman in the 8-piece C.P. Johnson Band, which appeared in many movies. The band was at a club called The Spot. Stars who came in included Ginger Rogers, Orson Welles, and Paul Robeson. Now, C.P. was a very colorful guy. He would do very dramatic things. He could sing. He had his tom-toms with glittering fluorescent lights on them. Colorful guy. Now, Mickey Cohen, he was a hidden owner of the club. And when Cohen's crew came in and started locking the doors, everyone knew to get out. Now, Cohen and his gunsels, they started bashing everyone, screaming that they had been stealing liquor. Then Cohen went to C.P. and said, "Start playing." And C.P. refused. He didn't blink. His band was not going to play. And because he did not look frightened, Cohen left him alone. Such was the gang life in L.A. in the 1940s. The C.P. Johnson Band was black, the dancers were black, but thanks to the stand taken by people like C.P. Johnson and Buddy Collette, better days were to come. If you want to read more about this, check out John Bunton's book. His name is B-U-N-T-I-N, and his book is called L.A. Noir, The Struggle for the Soul of America's Most Seductive City. It's quite a read. Next, a footnote on Nat King Cole. It was 51 years ago on January 14th, 1960. Now, in those days, you got to think about Vegas life. Nat King Cole was performing from 2:30 to 5 a.m. at the Sands Hotel in Las Vegas, backed by a band under the direction of Dave Cavanaugh, who had arranged Cole's 1958 album, Welcome to the Club. And Cavanaugh would later become president of Capitol Records. Among the songs Cole sings are Ballerina, Funny, I Wish You Love, Miss Otis Regrets, and The Story with the French on Top. The concert, Cole's only Las Vegas show to be recorded, would not be released on an album until January 1966, and it would peak at number 74. Well, that's the backlot visit for this week, and now back to our guide into Forgotten Hollywood, Manny Pacheco.
Thank you, Gary Lycan. Let me mention that one of the focused artists that we spoke about today, Count Basie, had a huge hit with Cute, Gary's theme to On the Backlot. Many thanks to our producer, Steve Guzman. Join us next week for another edition of Forgotten Hollywood. And remember, let's never forget. I'm Manny Pacheco.
Day and night must scramble for a living, feed a wife and children, say his daily prayers, and has the right as master of his house to have the final word at home. But papa, papa, tradition, the papa. She's pretty. The songs, the songs. Tradition. The songs, the songs. Tradition.
And who does Mama teach to mend and tend and fix? Preparing me to marry whoever Papa picks.
The daughters, the daughters. Tradition. The daughters, the daughters. Permission. Say his daily prayers and has the right as master of his house to have the final word at home.